Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So we've returned to see Alex at the Spirit of Harrogate, of course, the home of Slingsby Gin. Hello, Alex.
Hello, Beth.
We're officially in February, which for a lot of people, they'll be very, very pleased that dry January is over. Presumably, it means we can get back to drinking a lot of gin. What's Slingsby doing to reinvigorate people ready to drink gin again?
Well, obviously, Valentine's Day is the first natural thought when people think of February, mm-hmm. And it's fast approaching. So we've got some very attractive looking Valentine's Day offers and concepts for you all.
You've got a very good window as well. When I came in, you've got a Valentine's Day window looking beautiful.
Yeah, well, we really like to get into the spirit. We are romantics.
The spirit
at heart.
Of Harrogate. Yeah. Oh, good.
We're romantics at heart. So, obviously, on Tuesday, the 14th of February, as we all know, it's Valentine's Day. And we're hosting a one-off Valentine's Day gin experience. It starts at 7 p.m. and you'll learn all about the history of gin, try different styles of gin, get to go have a go at making some of our Valentine's Day inspired cocktails, which I'll talk to you a little bit about later.
They have good names.
Of course.
Yeah, good.
There's also going to be some nibbles supplied by Wheatons with a romantic twist. The ladies will also receive a single red rose.
Oh.
So, you know, nice little touch. So you don't need to go out and buy yourself one, or if someone did buy you some or they didn't, it doesn't really matter, because
okay.
We'll give you one.
We'll just pop over.
Yeah, just pop over whenever you like.
It definitely sounds a little bit more exciting than, you know, your casual Valentine's Day dinner date.
Yeah, it's a little bit more unique and, you know, it's something different. You can go out for dinner any night of the week.
So if people are wanting to get involved, how simple is it? Do they just get ringing and book? Do they just turn up on the night?
Yeah, well, you can either email. So the email address is events@spiritofharrogate.co.uk, or you can call the store on 01423 541 279 to book a place. It costs £40 per head, so it's the exact same price as our normal experience, but it's a little bit different. And it's definitely money well spent. I can tell you that for a fact, because I do it. There is a limited number of spaces, though. Booking as soon as possible, so not to miss out.
If they can't manage to make it on Valentine's Day, if maybe they've already got something planned, or they can't come, is there something... Do you have Slingsby gifts or Spirit of Harrogate gifts?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we plan for everything here. We've got a selection of hampers, specifically two available. One for the males and one for the females, because it's not just about females.
That's true, yes.
Yeah. Treat your lady to a hamper containing rhubarb gin, two goblets, elderflower tonic, and a cone of retro sweets,
mm-hmm.
which is always fun.
And what do the lads get?
They get my favourite, which is the Navy Strength Gin, a couple of goblets, couple of bottles of the aromatic tonic, which is the correct pairing with the Navy Strength Gin, and a Gin Foundry Gin and Tonic book, which we're also featured in, and gives you several serving suggestions for many other gins and a bit of history of gin and everything. So it's really good.
Dare I ask how much they are? Am I allowed to ask that question, Alex?
The females one costs £59.99, and the males a little bit more, as it features our Navy Strength, so it's a little bit more expensive, but still £72.99, which is a bargain, because the combined cost is a lot more than that.
And they just come and grab them in store from the Spirit of Harrogate?
Yeah, you can, and they're also going to be available on our website as well.
Now, it would be weird for me to leave here without you making a cocktail, Alex. You always seem to give us some sort of cocktail idea. Have you got a romantic one for us today?
Yeah, I've got a couple of ideas. The first one, which is a nice simple one, it's just a Cupid's Fizz. And really, it is just 25ml of the Slingsby Rhubarb Gin, 25ml of pink grapefruit juice, with 15ml, like a teaspoon or 2ml of elderflower cordial, the sugars to taste, and then it's just topped with Prosecco. So if you like it sweeter, add more elderflower. If you like it more bitter and citrusy and dry, add less. And that's it. It's really simple. And what we do is we nicely get like a strawberry, chop it in half, and make a tiny, nice little sliver, and just put it on the side because it looks like a lovely little pink heart.
I do that sometimes. It makes me look very professional, and actually, it's very easy. Any other ideas? If we don't fancy a Cupid's Fizz,
yes, there's a Saint Valentine's Thorn. So that again involves the rhubarb gin. There's a bit of a recurring theme here. 35ml of the Slingsby rhubarb gin and 15ml of the Bronte liqueur, or you could use a Chambord or a slow gin. 25ml of fresh lime juice, or you could use like four wedges of lime. and 10ml or a teaspoon of agave or caster sugar. It's nice to just get a big spoon and just kind of stir it all together, or you can shake it if you prefer. And
then, don't you call that muddle in the trade? Is that a word?
Muddle, yes.
Yes, I've heard you use that word. Muddle.
And then you top it off with ginger ale. If you wanted a bit more of a kick, you could use ginger beer, but we find it works. It's a little bit more subtle with the ginger ale. Lets all the flavours develop correctly.
Fantastic. Alex, thank you very much for having us, and some great ideas for Valentine's Day, and people are ready to receive gifts and give red roses, and it's all going to be lovely. So thank you very much.
Thank you as well.
The Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.